This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, ahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and he who Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I testify that there is none worthy of our worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not except in a state of surrender and submission. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah. Fear Him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the divine words of the Almighty, and the best guidance is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters, for all the newly invented matters in religion are heretical innovation and bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance. Wa'il ibn Shaqiq, the great tabi'i, narrates a story. Qala kunna في مجلس عند أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه وكان في المجلس حذيفة بن اليمان فقال عمر أيكم يحفظ حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الفتنة فقال حذيفة أنا أحفظه يا أمير المؤمنين فقال عمر إنك إذا لجريء فقال حذيفة يا أمير المؤمنين أما فتنة الرجل في أهله وماله وجيرانه فتكفرها الصلاة والصدقة والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. فقال عمر: ما عن هذه أسأل، إنما أسأل عن الفتن التي تموج موج البحر. فقال حذيفة: يا أمير المؤمنين، ما عليك منها بأس، فإن بينك وبينها بابا. فقال عمر: أيفتح الباب أو يكسر؟ قال: بل يكسر. فقال عمر: إذن لا يغلق أبدا. In this gathering where Wa'il ibn Shaqiq, the great Tabi'i, narrates as he was present, he said, we were sitting with the chief of the believers, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. And in the crowd was Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhu. And Umar ibn al-Khattab initiates a question. He says, who among you knows the statements of the Prophet or the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the fitna? And fitna in the Arabic language, let's clarify what it means. It's translated usually as trials. Fitna in the Arabic language means to expose metal to fire, to place it in a furnace. So the reality or the quality of the metal is revealed. Precious metals from the cheap metals, the quality is revealed and clarified. And then the good material or the good metal is purified of all of the blemishes, because they burn off. The fire burns the blemishes off and it becomes pure. That's what fitna is. And Allah tries humans by exposing them to trials, challenging situations, so that their reality is revealed. And so that those who have iman, their iman is strengthened. And those who have hypocrisy and disbelief are exposed. That's what the fitna is. It's a test. So Umar radiyallahu anhu says, who knows the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the fitna? Hudhayfa says, I know it, O chief of the believers. Umar says, indeed, you are so daring to speak about this. So Hudhayfa says, the test of the believer, the test that the believer goes through in terms of their family and their wealth and their neighbors, their society, any shortcomings in these areas will be made up for when the person offers prayer and the person offers sadaqah and the person enjoins the good and forbids the evil. Umar ibn al-Khattab says, that's not what I'm asking about. I'm asking about the fitna that rages like the gigantic mountains of the ocean. And these are the fitan of the later times, the huge trials and darkness of the end of times. Hudhayfa says to Umar, you don't have to worry about those fitan, because between you and those fitan, there is a door, closed door. Umar ibn al-Khattab says, is the door opened, or will the door be opened, or will it be broken, knocked down? He said, it will be knocked down. Umar ibn al-Khattab says, then it will never be closed again. One of those who were in the gathering, they said, we feared to ask Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman if Umar ibn al-Khattab understood the analogy of the door. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman said, yes, indeed, he knows it. He knows the meaning. He knows that he himself, Umar ibn al-Khattab, is the door. Just as he knows that before tomorrow is today. The companions radiyallahu anhum understood from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that once Umar dies, the fitan will fall on the Ummah like rain showers. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhu, who was specializes in the questions of the trials and the fitan that will confuse the Ummah. This is why he said in one hadith, كَانَ النَّاسُ يَسْأَلُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ وَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ مَخَافَةَ أَنْ يُدْرِكَنِي. He said, people used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about good. And I used to ask him about evil out of fear, should it catch up on me one day. So his specialty is the fitan. He had profound understanding about the fitna. So he says, أَوَّلُ الْفِتَنْ مَقْتَلُ عُثْمَانِ وَآخِرُهَا مَطْلَعُ الدَّجَّالِ. The first fitna to strike this ummah at a major scale is the assassination of Uthman radiallahu anhu. And the final fitna, major fitna that will hit this ummah is the arrival of the false messiah, Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in an authentic hadith, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمْ لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا وَلَمَا اسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِالنِّسَاءِ عَلَى الْفُرُشِ وَلَخَرَجْتُمْ إِلَى الصُّعُودَاتِ تَجْأَرُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ شَجَرَةً فَتُعْضَدْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the companions radiyallahu anhum, only if you knew what I know, you would have laughed very little and you would have wept a lot more, and you would not enjoy intimacy with your spouses, and you would run out of your houses to the open plains crying out to Allah for help to save you. I wish I was only a piece of wood that was left to decay. That's the reality of this life. Allah placed us on this earth for a test, and the tests will intensify. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the authentic hadith, "Inna ummatakum hadhihi ju'ilat 'afiyatuha fi awwaliha." This ummah, this nation of yours, its prime times, its well-being was made in the early stages. The time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions and the first three generations. وَسَيُصِيبُ آخِرَهَا بَلَاءٌ وَأُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. And for the later parts, the later generations of this ummah, they will befall severe trials and things that you will have aversion to, things that will confuse you. Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Sunan, he has a hadith. And the hadith says, the Prophet says in this hadith, إِنَّ السَّعِيدَ لَمَنْ جُنِّبَ الْفِتَنِ إِنَّ السَّعِيدَ لَمَنْ جُنِّبَ الْفِتَنِ إِنَّ السَّعِيدَ لَمَنْ جُنِّبَ الْفِتَنِ. The ones who will be saved, the ones who will be happy, are the ones who are saved from the fitna. The ones who are saved from the trials that will befall. Three times the Prophet ﷺ says, the happy ones, the successful ones, the ones who will be delivered from the punishment of Allah, are the ones who will be saved from the fitna. وَمَنْ أَصَابَتْهُ الْفِتْنَةُ فَصَبَرَ فَوَاهَا. And the person who is hit by the fitna and they remain patient, then congratulations to them. That's the way to go through fitan. Since the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this ummah has been going through trials, and the trials will intensify. The companions radiyallahu anhum knew this. In Al-Basra, some of the tabi'een came from Al-Kufa to Al-Basra. They traveled from Al-Kufa to Al-Basra to speak to the great companion Anas ibn Malik. who was one of the latest among the companions to die. He survived. He lived a long life. And he was in Al-Basra. So they came to him. And at the time, the governor of Iraq was Al-Hajjaj. And we know Al-Hajjaj was a tyrant. He was oppressive. He was violent. And he executed many good people. He would kill people at a whim. And people suffered greatly from him. So those scholars came to visit Anas ibn Malik in Al-Basra. قال فشكونا إليه ما نلقى من الحجاج. We complained to Anas ibn Malik about the oppression of Al-Hajjaj, about his iron fist and how he oppresses people. It's a trial, a huge trial. فقال أنس اصبروا لا يأتي عليكم زمان إلا والذي بعده شر منه. Be patient. Be patient. Every time that comes is worse than the time before. سمعته من نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم. I heard that from your prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why? Why are we talking about these things? Because the believer needs to understand the fitna, just like Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhu, so we can protect ourselves from it. One of the main features of the fitna is that you will be in the belly of the fitna. You will be active in the fitna and contributing to it without even knowing it. That's what al-fitna is. That's how confusing it is. It would seem to you as though you are doing something good when you are being used by shaitan to bring corruption and evil, and you won't even realize it. That's al-fitna. And that's the danger of al-fitna. The companions radiallahu anhum, and they were the most knowledgeable among this ummah. A question would come to one of them, and he would fear to give an answer, although they know. But they didn't want to take the responsibility of even making a mistake. So they would pass the question on to another companion, and to another companion, and to a third companion, and so on and so forth, until one of the tabi'een says, the question would be passed on to 20 scholars, to 20 of the scholars of the companions, radiallahu anhu, until it circles around, comes back to the first one. Why? Because they were concerned about the fitna. Because they knew the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew that towards the end of the time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the signs of the end of time. And the end of times started from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he said in the authentic hadith, بُعِثْتُ وَالسَّاعَ كَهَاتَيْنِ. I was sent with the hour, with the arrival of the day of judgment, like these two fingers. Close in time. The companions understood the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, إذا رأيت شحا مطاعا وهوى متبعا وإعجاب كل ذي رأي برأيه فانتظر الساعة. If you see people have become selfish, people have become obsessed with wealth, with power, and with influence, وَهَوًا مُتَّبَعًا, and you see people following their desires, their worldly ambitions, the blessings of this world, they are just chasing them. That's what their life is about. That's the direction, the main direction in their life is the pleasures of this world, in the wealth, in the sensations that they can get, in all of the material pleasures and the social pleasures, in terms of status and power and reputation. So if you see people are taken by selfishness and by chasing their desires in the dunya, and everyone is so admires their own opinion, their own logic, everyone thinks they are intelligent, everyone thinks that they have the best explanation of what happens in the world, they think they are right, They think they are genius. They think they know the truth of the matters. They think they have the solution to the problems in the world, and they can't see any flaw with their logic. The Prophet ﷺ says, if you see these three signs, wait for the hour because it's imminent. The companions understood this. So when they had any shadow of doubt about something, even when they could answer it, they would abstain. They don't want to take on any responsibility because they understood what al-fitna means. They understood the warning of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a believer who knows the reality of this life, a Muslim who understands the weight of the trials, and who know the severity of the account Allah is going to hold them accountable by, will play it safe. They'll play it safe. If you don't have to answer, don't. Don't venture out for things. Don't venture out for things. If Allah has made you safe, stay safe. Make sure that you take care of your heart, that you fulfill your obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you mind your own business. And the goodness in the ummah will grow. But if you have not worked on yourself, and you still have so much corruption in your heart, which you are not aware of, and you refuse to inspect, then you think good of yourself, and you think you are Allah's gift to the world. Then you go out in the world, you want to fix political affairs, you want to fix social problems, you think you are the source of light and the torch carrier in the world, when your inner world is in shambles, then you know that you are being used by shaitan as a tool of fitna. The companions always played it safe. You don't need to prove your intelligence. You don't need to solve problems. Solve your problems with Allah first. And then when you conquer those, then maybe you can start helping out the circle that is around you. But you know what? We want recognition. We want reputation. We want to stand out. We think so well of ourselves. We want to assert ourselves. We want to get approval. We want to get recognized. We want to create our reputation. And we go on social media and we speak about every affair, things we know about and things we don't know about. And a lot of what we know is corrupted knowledge, and that's worse than ignorance. And the Prophet ﷺ referred to that in a hadith. The Messenger ﷺ said, يتقارب الزمان ويقل العمل ويكثر الجهل ويلقى الشح ويكثر الهرج. The Prophet ﷺ describes how the ummah, the environment of fitan, where they engulf people and they reach their final stage where people start to take light human life. That they find it easy to kill people because they disagree with them. Because they have a different ideology. They have a different opinion. They have a different political orientation. Muslims against Muslims. This is the peak of the trials. So the Prophet ﷺ says, barakah in time, the blessings in time will go away. It would seem as though time is just running fast. Day after day, the months, the years pass on so quickly. That's the blessings of Allah are taken away because the evil is rampant. And then ignorance will become widespread. And then good actions, quality actions that are sincere, that are done for the sake of Allah, will become less. And we see a lot of actions externally, but those actions don't count with Allah. Only the true sincere ones have weight with Allah. And then the Prophet ﷺ, when you see that people are so selfish, are so about what's in it for me, that kind of spirit permeates society. The Prophet ﷺ says, at that time, eventually people will start killing one another. And murder will spread among people. Mass murder will spread among people. These are the fitan.
And every Muslim should always be warned against these things and be on guard against those things. Play it safe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fix your heart, fix your own affairs. Pay attention to your family, help them out, be the best Muslim. And this could occupy you for the rest of your life. It's a great achievement if you are able to engage with it in a healthy way and keep striving in that path. But most of us leave this behind and we want to fix the world. And all we do, we bring our corruption, reflect it, project it out on the world. And then we think we're doing well. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. حذيفة بن اليمان again رضي الله عنه says in this narration, and this is his own statement. He says, إن الفتنة موكلة بثلاثة. That trials are sent or are meant to expose three types of people. Those are the main victims of the trials. كل جاد نحرير وكل كل جاد نحرير لا يظهر له أمر إلا أراد قطعه أو قمعه بالسيف وكل خطيب يدعو الأمور إليه وكل شريف معروف أما الأول فتصرعه الفتن وأما الآخران فتجثهما لتبلو ما عندهما. He says when the fitna comes, it hits mainly these three people. These are the ones who really are exposed by the fitna. First, those people who are very aggressive and they are very headstrong. People who believe so staunchly and strongly in their ideology. And they use violence politically and in military terms. Whether they are in a position of power or they are in with the revolution. These are the people who can hold no dispute, who can accommodate no differences. They want power and they are aggressive. And they always pop up in the ummah. They sacrifice the masses for their own benefit and for their own opinion. They polarize the ummah. They're very headstrong and they so strongly believe in their ideology. And they don't allow any margin of difference. And an example of them is the Khawarij. And Hudhayfa says these people are destroyed by the fitna. Then the second one is the Khatib, the speakers, public speakers who speak. And when they bring affairs to themselves and they address every affair that comes up. And that's what you see on social media. If there is a scandal, these people pop up, it's an opportunity that maybe they could make their way to fame. If it's a political issue, if it's a social issue, if it's a religious issue, all of a sudden they have a theory for it. And they have a solution for it. And they come out in the world. Why? All they want is more views. All they want is to get more traction. All they want is to build their own reputation, you know, and create their own personal glory. These people will be destroyed by the fitna. The fitna will knock them out, will sweep them off their feet. And the third one are the notables in society. Because they are notables, people look up to them. People look up to them. And if they don't have the knowledge, if they don't have the wisdom, and if they don't have a heart of faith, they will be swept off their feet. That's what the fitan are. So a believer should play it safe. And I conclude with this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Do not be like those who forgot Allah, those who turned away from Allah. So Allah led them to lose themselves, to forget themselves, meaning they would not recognize what is good for them. They would engage in what brings destruction to them, thinking that they are smart and intelligent, but they will be fooled by their own intelligence. So what is the way out of the fitan? Mind your own business. And if anyone here thinks now, reading into my words, that I'm actually talking about any specific events that have been happening recently, most likely that's shaitan whispering in your mind. I'm speaking in principles and in general. So the way is to really start working on your heart. Pray from your heart for Allah. Stand up at night, at least do 2 rak'ah of Qiyam al-Layl. Fast at least one day every week before Ramadan comes about. Start reading more Quran and engage with it. Does this change the world? It does, because it did 1400 years ago. When we do that right, when we start to believe in the power and the might of Allah and this world is His, then the Quran will have an impact on us. But if we think the Quran is just some cosmetic engagement that has no bearing on reality, then we pay a hefty price for that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our hearts and to protect us from the fitan and the trials and to keep us safe. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya' minhum wal amwat. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم كن للمستضعفين من هذه الأمة في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا قوي يا عزيز. A final reminder that, you know, in the middle of this month, the masjid has a target of 200,000 that they owe for the completion of the wudu area. So please be generous. And remember, the Prophet ﷺ said, Hudhayfa said in the hadith, that the trials that we have in our personal life, the shortcomings, they are expiated with one of them. He mentioned the sadaqah. Give for the sake of Allah. Sadaqah changes the dynamics of the world. So consider this to be, as I said, a transaction between you and Allah, and donate generously. Hopefully, inshallah, the project will be completed soon. We'll have it available. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put blessings in your sadaqah, in your work. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We have a janazah after the salah.